I'm April Cummings with your local sports. A busy start for Team Cayman at the Commonwealth Games in Glasgow, Scotland. We begin with gymnastics. Justin Spencer posting a personal best in the all-around, delivering what's been described as a composed and consistent performance across all apparatus. The routines reflected steady technical progress and control, contributing to one of his most complete results in international competition so far. Competition officials also noted his focus and disciplined approach throughout the meet. To the court now. After falling to Nigeria and Fiji this morning, the Cayman men and women's 3x3 basketball teams lost their second round matches against the home team and Uganda. For the men, the final score was 22-13, Scotland, and the ladies' match against Uganda ended 21-7. Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin is at the Commonwealth Games with SEBA President Colin Anglin and filed this interview earlier today.
What are your thoughts on how the games are progressing so far for our two Cayman squads?
Our teams are still actually playing well. Remember, we're playing against huge countries, massive populations with very mature programs. Our program is still young. This is our first appearance at the Commonwealth Games. So, you know, you're playing against some teams here that, you know that those are their professional players and stuff that they're playing against. To be honest, for a country of our size, I still think that we're representing very well.
How do you think we're handling playing amongst so many people?
We've been to several 3x3 competitions. This by far is the biggest one. That's a lot for players to deal with. I think that they're handling it very well, and we'll only continue to get better having exposure on this type of stage.
And we're reporting from the SCC Center for Radio Cayman Sports. I'm Dion Anglin.
Thank you, Dion. Now to swimming. Cayman Aquatics President Stephen Broadbelt highlights the Cayman performance.
This is day one of swimming. We had a fantastic morning. And a couple of the highlights were that both our male and female relay teams qualified for finals this evening. So there's a lot of excitement around that. To begin with, it's the first time that we've had enough swimmers to put relay teams together, both for the boys and the girls, and then to, on top of that, to make it through the finals. And then on the male side this morning, they actually broke a national record for their relay time as well. And then to round it all off, our first race out of the gate this morning, Kira Rebez broke the national record in the 400 meter freestyle. It's 4:19.09.
Congratulations all so far. And we'll have more on the Commonwealth Games right here on Radio Cayman next week. It was week 3 of the Cayman Islands Flag Football Association Summer Premier League, and Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller has the results.
With 3 weeks down, CIFA says the race is only getting tighter. In the men's non-contact division, BTA kept the pressure on with a 26-15 win over Titans. Irene got it done 20-13 over Ankle Bullies. And the Cobras struck big, shutting down Spartans 27-0. On the women's side, week 3 saw LIGI Rain bounce back with a 13-0 shutout over the Vixens, while the Lynx continued to look dangerous, putting up 23 unanswered against the Bullies Bombshells. Meanwhile, the Lady Titans kept rolling, picking up another win with a 19-9 victory over Nelson's Athletics. Through 3 weeks, Lady Titans and Lynx remain undefeated at 3-0, setting the pace at the top, while LIGI Rain moves to 2-1 and stays right in the hunt. And finally, in the men's contact division, Ankle Bullies took down the Spartans 6-0, while the Titans picked up the week 3 victory following a forfeit by Irene. Reporting for Radio Cayman Sports, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Thank you, Carsley. The Ministry of Sports is inviting the public to come out and welcome NHL draft pick Jackson Cover tomorrow at 10 a.m. at Owen Roberts International Airport. Officials say the homecoming provides an opportunity to celebrate Jackson's achievement and recognize the talent and determination behind his success. Again, that's tomorrow at 10 a.m. at Owen Roberts International. That is your local sports on this Friday. I'm April Cummings from Radio Cayman's Newsroom.